good to be back. The guys got back together today, and we had a practice, a 10-10-10 practice. DeVito, Ramik practiced today. Grubbs did not. We're just taking Grubbs day by day here. We'll just see how he's making progress. We'll just see where he goes here this week. We look forward to the challenge of playing Denver coming up this weekend. So, again, today mainly was just getting back in the flow and moving around a little bit, and we were able to do that. Time's yours.
With Grubbs, you don't have a sense, or do you have a sense, this is like a longer-term, maybe season-ending thing?
I think what they'll do is they'll go back in and re-MRI it here and just make sure or see where it's at. And, if it comes down to he can play, make sure he's okay to play. If not, then, we'll see how much longer it'll take.
Yeah. And what do you hope your team kind of got out of the bye week? I know you always let them go away and kind of have their own time.
Yeah. Well, just that, step away, but not too far. So you want to make sure that you understand that you're only half done with the season. But at the same time, get some rest and relaxation. Get healed up and ready for a final push here for the second half of the season.
What can the bye do for veterans that got miles on them, guys like Tom Bahali that's playing through stuff? Like, what do you hope that he got out of that?
Yeah, exactly. Heal up, right? Get off your feet. Take a little bit of time there. You don't want to eat yourself into this particular with the big guys. Don't eat yourself into being an average team. You don't want to do that. So, that'd be the gist of it. Yeah.
What have you seen out of Tom with the last few games? The production's been there. There's been sack disruptions. Maybe it hadn't been there the first month, but it seems like he's been a little more productive recently.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I think he's moving around well. It's good that he can get a breather here and there, and we're able to spot him during games and practice. So he's keeping his knee under control. He's got a knee that bothers him at times, and we'll swell up, and he's been able to keep that under control. So and he takes care of himself. He's a that's how he rolls.
Andy, looking ahead to the Broncos, it's been a while since the Chiefs have beaten them, going back before your time. Is there a hump to get over there? Is that kind of a deal like that?
Yeah, well, they're the best team in the division, right? So that's they're reigning that, they're holding that. They've had a good season to this point, so you got to be able to beat them to take charge of the AFC West, and that's how it rolls. So that's what's real. The important part on our side is that we take care of our business, study them, respect them, but get ready to play them and play a good football game against them. Four quarters of a game.
And we talk about playing. When you talk to the team, is there any difference in your approach when you speak about an AFC West opponent as opposed to somebody else?
Well, the fact that you play them twice, there's an emphasis there. It's something we start in the off season with and we work on. Do that with all the AFC West teams. It's an important game. I mean, you've got six of those, and you've got to make sure you do well against those six games.
And you're looking back at the way that first game against Denver ended, do you feel like there was, looking back on it now, there was any hangover there that it took you guys a while to recover from that?
I said it then. I didn't think there was, but there might have been. I thought we played some good teams along the way, and they got us. There was some good football in there, but not enough to win those games. You probably could argue that, say that there was a bit, but I haven't looked at it that way.
What's Denver doing defensively that makes them so dangerous in the AFC West?
Well, they've got good players. They play fast. Wade's a good defensive coordinator. They got a good scheme. They've stayed relatively healthy at their primary positions there. Looks like they've taken to what Wade's presenting them.
How about the team's frame of mind? The record's not what you want it to be, but coming off two straight wins, where's the team's frame of mind?
Yeah, they've been great all the way through here. They've worked hard. They've stayed focused. I think some of the younger players have grown up here a little bit. We're playing more young guys than most of the teams in the league. And then some of the guys that were banged up a bit, either from last year or early in the season, have come back and look like they're getting more in the swing of things. So, they practiced well today. They've got a great attitude. I've said it before. I like this football team. They've showed that the last few weeks of why. I mean, they've got good character, play hard, they're tough.
Given your ties to Missouri, and I'm sure you've seen what's been happening over here these last couple of hours, what are your general thoughts of what transpired there and how sports can affect change?
Yeah, sure. I'm a big Missouri fan. I love my time there. It's a great university, phenomenal university. They're taking care of their situation. We've all got situations we've got to handle. That's how life is. In every business, probably every phase of life. And so they're doing what they have to do to fix whatever problem is there. And so that's how it rolls. We're all dealt with things that you got to take care of, and that's what they're going through now.
Curious, Andy, as you're addressing your team throughout this week, given the way you lost the last game, do you even bring up the last game, or you just kind of move on?
Yeah, we won the last game. Oh, you mean the last game against them? I forgot about that one.
Yeah, so you just don't bring it up.
Keep rolling. Yep.
What do you hope your team took away from that last encounter to help them this time around against Denver?
Yeah, listen, they got us. I said that after the game. They won the game. That's all that counts. So you move on and get yourself ready for this game.
You and John, when you're making personnel evaluations, decisions, and so forth, how much of the talk, if at any, is about those six games? They got this guy. We need to find somebody that can take care of him.
Yeah, I think normally what you do, and I kind of went through this in Philadelphia, where the Giants were kind of that team, and I think you just keep building your roster is what you do. You start trying to work against that. That's not what you do. You know what you need to be strong within your system, and you try to build it that way and be the best you can at that position, depending on where you pick and free agency and your cap and all the little variables that go into putting a roster together. And then you go from there. But you wanted to kind of take care of what you do first and try to fill and what you believe in. I mean, a certain way of building teams. So you try to take care of that the best you can.
All those factors you just mentioned, salary cap, free agency, and so forth, that kind of work against a team that wants to bring players in to take on player X in San Diego because he may be gone in a year.
Yeah, you can't do that, right? I mean, that's why there's so much changeover in this league. I mean, you look at when we first got here and our team now, you go and look at the different changes that have taken place in the league with different rosters and head coaches and general managers and that. So too much change that takes place, you know, to match it. You against the other team. Right when you get it matched, the roster, their roster is completely changed.
Come on, Coach, on several different occasions, Sharkanis West has talked about his continued relationship with Jamal and how much Jamal's helped him to this point. Is how important do you feel like that relationship is, not only for what he did for him before, but what he continues to do for him?
Yeah, well, Jamal took him under his wing. I mean, you all know the pizza story and that whole deal. And so it's you let him live with him and so on, right? So, it's been kind of a neat thing, I think, for Sharkandrick. You don't know the pizza story.
What's the pizza story?
Well, no, I can't tell the pizza story. No, I can't tell it. I'll let him tell it. So, but listen, Jamal's done a nice job of mentoring Sher Kendrick.
Expanding on that, Coach, can you what is it that you've seen out of Sher Kendrick West?
Yeah, well, he smart kid, determined. Physically, he's got good balance and speed. Good, he's got great feet. Wants to be good, so you got that. He comes to work the same guy every day. You're not gonna get this fluctuation of personality with him. He's gonna come to work. He's gonna have a smile on his face, and he's gonna play good hard nosed football when he's out there.
Last one, Adam. Bob, I got you.
Andy, obviously you liked the guy before he became your starter, but you never know about a guy until he kind of gets in that saddle. Has he done more than maybe you expected he would do? Has he kind of taken that role, at least to this point, better than you thought he would?
Yeah, well, you kind of hope that he would be able to do what he's doing. And you're right. You don't know until they do it. He still has 8 games to keep on, to keep pushing forward. So that's and how do you handle that? So every week's a new step for him to build on, and but you think that he's going to be okay. I mean, that's just the feeling that he gives you by his work ethic, by the way he's wired personality wise.
Last one,
with Grubbs, was the neck injury, whatever it is, did he suffer that against Pittsburgh, or was this something that he's had?
Yeah,
flared up?
No, it was Pittsburgh. Matter of fact, he didn't really even know kind of had it. He kind of was.
And do you expect your London offensive line to be the same one?
Well, if Grubbs can't go, yeah, then it would be that, yeah.